You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
This is Erica calling from South Florida. My dream team ticket would definitely have Bill and Hillary Clinton.
You've got your fantasy and you've got your reality. We're constructing fantasy political leagues, and you're having a lot of fun with the fantasy piece here. Send us your draft picks at 8778MYTAKE or go to facebook.com/thetakeaway. Welcome back to the program. I'm John Hockenberry. Let's check in on the narrative in the reality campaign 2012 right now. You've got a front-runner president. Well, he should be, right, with all the power of incumbency, fighting a Republican challenge in a race where both sides in their strategy and tactics may be trying to split the vote, dice the divided electorate, so that 2012, in electoral vote terms, turns out more like, dare I say it, the year 2000. Todd Zwillick joins us now from Charlotte. Bill Clinton is speaking tonight at the convention. There's a bit of a financial milestone today we're going to learn about. The Democrats would just as soon forget that. Todd, what are the other numbers we're thinking about today?
Hi from the convention floor, John. Some good news and bad news for Democrats in the numbers. Let's start with the good news for Democrats. Election numbers. Here's one thing that you wouldn't know from national polling, John, which consistently has President Obama and Governor Romney neck and neck, the virtual tie, you know, around 47%
sure.
or so.
Right.
You know, a closer look at some of the numbers, though, reveals something that nobody is talking about around here. Some people don't even seem to know on the floor of the Democratic convention. That's that President Obama is ahead in this race, and he has been for months. Let's run down the swing states just real quickly. We all know we elect presidents in the Electoral College, and the swing states are what matters. I don't have to tell you that. But turning to our partners in the New York Times and the 538 blog, just some of the numbers, John, I'll run down quickly. Colorado, 2% Obama. Florida, 2% Obama. New Hampshire, 4-5%. Nevada, 3-4%. Ohio, 2-3%. Wisconsin, 2-3%. All for Obama. The only swing state where President Obama does not lead Mitt Romney is here in North Carolina, where Romney has a 2-3 point lead. I want to point out, Michigan and Pennsylvania might not even be swing states anymore. They're firmly in the Obama camp. Now, these leads I described have been durable and have stuck for the entire election. None of these states have flipped. And I talked to a guy named Rob Andrews. He's a congressman from New Jersey, a political expert. He told me that the nation is really, really polarized. He says only about 6% of likely voters are considered gettable by either side. And of those, the only ones that matter are in the swing states. Listen to Andrews.
If the president breaks even with those voters, he's going to win the election. If he wins a majority of those voters, he's going to win the election easily. If he wins a small minority, he's going to lose the election. I think it comes down to that, because I don't think the other 93% is going anywhere.
So these margins that you're talking about, 2%, 3% in the swing states, these are the margins of advantage that Barack Obama seems to have consistently over Mitt Romney.
Consistently, durably, they haven't changed the whole race. And then it makes you wonder, Congressman Andrews, if you guys are ahead and you know it, why does no one talk about it?
Because it sounds overconfident and it distracts from our main effort, which is to execute our plan and win the election. It's like saying you're ahead at the end of the third quarter. You got to be ahead at the end of the game, and that's what we're focused on.
But he is ahead, isn't he?
He is ahead, but as I said, there is a 6 or 7% slice of the electorate in these key states that's not made up its mind. We have to make our case to that key slice, and if we do, we'll be successful.
The expectations game, timing that big mo to happen right around the actual vote, not have it be petered out in August and September. All right, so there's a number, a financial number, that the Democrats would just as soon not talk about, the bad news you referred to earlier.
Yeah, and talk about the expectations game and the bad mo of $16 trillion. That's the national debt. And that number hit just yesterday as this convention opened. Republicans are crowing about this. You're not surprised. They had a debt clock during their convention last week in Tampa. They think that President Obama politically owns this debt, and that's the reality for some presidents. Now, I caught up with Mary Fallon. She is the Republican governor of Oklahoma. She was here on the convention floor doing some Republican surrogacy yesterday, and I asked her about this dynamic.
President Obama now has had 4 years. He said that he would cut the deficit in half by his first term. He hasn't done that. He's added $4 trillion onto the national debt. It's now $16 trillion. There's still 23 million Americans that are unemployed or underemployed, and we still have a very sluggish economy, very slow growth in the national economy, and it's his record, and unfortunately, it's his record to own now.
The Oklahoma governor at the Democratic convention, interesting. That's the Republican message. What do they do about that?
Well, here's what they want to try to do. How much of it does President Obama really own is the response. I caught up with a guy named Mark Bibbs. You've never heard of him. He's an attorney running for state assembly here in North Carolina and a delegate. Now, he's quick to draw some contrast with President Obama. He's not on his coattails. He's not for gay marriage. He's not for any tax increases. But he pointed out some hard numbers to me that of that $16 trillion that we mentioned, 35% comes from the Bush tax cuts, which were never paid for. Another 10% from unfunded wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. About 20% from the economic downturn, only 10% from the stimulus measures that President Obama championed himself. Still, when you're president, Mary Fallon's kind of right, you own it, and Republicans are trying to make sure that President Obama does own it. Listen to Bibbs here.
America is on its way out of this economic nightmare that we've been living the last almost 12 years, so we're turning the corner. It doesn't look good, but it's going to look good.
It doesn't look good now, but it's going to?
Yes, correct.
Well, we've got an unemployment number coming out on Friday. How worried are the delegates about all of these numbers you're talking about?
Debt and unemployment, it doesn't seem to be dampening their enthusiasm. Of course, the troops in the room, it doesn't really matter what they think. What matters is what are the 6 or 7% of swing voters in swing states that Rob Andrews talked about earlier. What do they think? That's what matters. I'll leave it to Jim Wilson, a state senator from Oklahoma and a delegate who I talked to.
I don't think that matters because our undecided voters out there, they know that debt's out there. I don't think that's going to matter. I hate it. I don't like it. But I'm not going to fault Obama for it.
Doesn't sound like they are either.
No, but then again, these are the guys that can't get them elected.
Enthusiasm in Charlotte. Thanks so much, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, covering the Democratic National Convention for us all week. We're building fantasy political teams. Who's in your draft? Michael from New York City says former Senator Bill Bradley and astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Build your team. We love it at facebook.com/thetakeaway or call us at 877-8MYTAKE.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage of The Takeaway is supported in part by W.K. Kellogg Foundation, WKKF.org, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.